Former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerrey has begun speaking publicly about a raid he led in Vietnam in 1969 that left at least 13 unarmed women and children dead. Kerrey calls the raid an atrocity and a tragic mistake that has haunted him for 32 years. He told NPR he lost his innocence that night. Until last week, Kerrey had never spoken publicly about the attack, but then the New York Times Magazine developed a story on the raid, and so did CBS's 60 Minutes, too. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Bob Kerrey faced a blaze of cameras at a New York City press conference to speak about the events of February 25th, 1969.
I have chosen to talk about it because it helps me to heal. And because I hope my words today can convey something useful and that some good might therefore come of that night.
Kerrey was a 25-year-old lieutenant when he led a commando team of Navy SEALs known as Kerrey's Raiders into the tiny peasant hamlet of Tang Phong in the eastern Mekong Delta. The region had been declared a free fire zone as it was thought to be a Viet Cong stronghold. Kerrey says his team approached the village on that moonless night, believing that Viet Cong military would be meeting there. According to Kerrey, his unit was fired upon from about 100 yards away, and his troops returned fire. But when the commandos entered the village, instead of finding Viet Cong soldiers, they found only unarmed women and children, all of them dead.
We did not go out on a mission with the intent of killing innocent people. I feel guilty because of what happened, not because of what we intended to do.
But one of the members of Kerrey's unit has given a sharply different version of events. Gerhard Klan says the Navy SEALs decided they had to kill the villagers so they wouldn't alert enemy soldiers. Klan says the unit herded the villagers together, and he says it was Bob Kerrey who gave the order to kill them. According to Klan, the commandos opened fire with automatic weapons from just 6 to 10 feet away. Kerrey vigorously disputes Klan's story.
Look, this is the guy that held me in his arms the night that I was injured before I was medevaced out of country. So I know that he's got a memory and he believes it's true. I just happen to believe it's not true.
Gerhard Klan also says that in an earlier encounter that same night, Kerrey ordered him to kill an old man and, in fact, held the man down while Klan slit his throat. Kerrey says he had no role in that killing. The Navy awarded Kerrey a Bronze Star for the raid on Tang Phong, citing his heroic achievement, his leadership, courage under fire, and regard for the safety of his men. In the citation, the Navy says that 21 Viet Cong were killed. Kerrey said he has no plans to return the star.
The medal has meant nothing to me. I put it along with other memories as far behind me as I possibly could and went back to try to live a private life.
Kerrey first mentioned the raid publicly last week in a speech he delivered to ROTC cadets at Virginia Military Institute. "Allow me to tell an unhappy story about myself," he began. "It was not a military victory," he explained. "It was a tragedy, and I had ordered it. I could never make my own peace with what happened that night." Kerrey received the Congressional Medal of Honor in 1970 for a later mission in which a grenade tore off part of his right leg. At VMI, he told the cadets, "I have been called a hero ever since. I know better." Yesterday, Kerrey was asked why he'd kept quiet for so long.
"I don't think it's fair to say that I've kept a secret for 32 years. It's not uncommon for men that are holding any kind of memory of war to not want to talk about it."
Kerrey says the news investigations into the attack on Tang Phong had no bearing on his decision to drop out of politics. Kerrey decided not to challenge Al Gore for the 2000 Democratic presidential nomination, and he retired from the Senate this year. He's now president of the New School University in New York. Kerrey's painful revelation calls to mind a novel by Vietnam veteran Tim O'Brien. It's called In the Lake of the Woods. In that novel, a candidate for the U.S. Senate is destroyed when it's revealed he participated in the My Lai massacre. With the secret uncovered, O'Brien writes, "The horror was now outside him, ugly and pitiful and public. No less evil," he thought, "but at least the demands of secrecy were gone." O'Brien continues, "Once you're found out, you don't tremble at being found out. The trapdoor drops open. All you can do is fall gracefully and far and deep." Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.